Good Tuesday. Today is January the 14th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, retail fertilizer prices were mixed for the final week of December 2024. We're going to take a look back at those as five of the eight majors were slightly higher. Obviously, then that means that the other ones were slightly lower. We'll have all the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Well, to start off today, a quick reminder, today is day one of the Fort Wayne Farm Show back again this year, running today through Thursday, taking place once again at the Allen County War Memorial Coliseum. Along with the farm show, there are educational opportunities going on, and today at 10 a.m., a Midwest Ag Outlook will be presented by David Coley and John Cavanaugh. He's the WoWo market analyst. Ryan Martin, who's a farm origination specialist with Louis Dreyfus Company, will be giving a presentation along with Rob Winters, also with WoWo, and then Ryan Martin will provide a weather outlook. At noon, Austin Pearson with Purdue, he's the climatologist there, will speak on climate impacts on agriculture, and at 2 o'clock, there will be a two-hour private applicator recertification program with credits available if you attend the entire two-hour program. Fertilizer prices making agricultural headlines as the average retail fertilizer prices were mixed to wrap up 2024, with most actually up just slightly from the previous month. Now, prices for five of the eight major fertilizers were slightly higher, while prices for the remaining three were lower based on the DTN survey. The five fertilizers that were slightly higher in price were potash, that with an average price of $444 a ton, 10340 with an average price of $613 a ton, anhydrous ammonia came in at $734 a ton, while UAN-28 was at $324 a ton, and UAN-32 was at $364 a ton. Now, the three fertilizers that were slightly less expensive than a month ago were DAP, that had an average price of $739 a ton, MAP had an average price of $809 a ton, and urea was at $489 a ton. Now, if we break that down to a price per pound unit nitrogen basis, the average urea price was 53 cents a pound unit nitrogen, anhydrous was 45 cents a pound, UAN-28 was 58 cents a pound, and UAN-32 was 57 cents per pound unit nitrogen. Two fertilizers are now higher in price compared to 1 year ago. Both DAP and 10340 are 2% more expensive looking back to last year, but the remaining six were actually lower compared to a year prior. MAP is 1% less expensive, UAN-28 is 3% less expensive, anhydrous is down 7% from a year ago, while UAN-32 is 8% less expensive, urea is 9% lower, potash is 13% less expensive compared to last year. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions now and take a look at how the 2024 income, margins, and population trends associated with livestock, poultry, and egg producers reflect some of the potential in those areas for 2025. USDA's Rod Bain has more.
A look at the ag economy in 2024 reveals lower farm incomes and tightening margins. And while this trend was more prevalent among crop growers last year and going into this year,
livestock fared better from an income standpoint, but not without some other issues.
USDA chief economist Seth Meyer says that mix of price prospects for livestock, poultry, and egg producers were based on some of those 2024 challenges. For instance, population contractions, whether it was necessary from an animal health perspective.
HPAI, high path avian influenza, in terms of high egg prices, as we've seen some additional depopulations this fall in an already tighter egg layer market, which has been providing additional support to egg prices.
Or market factors, such as found in the cattle sector.
We've been having record high feeder and fed cattle prices throughout the year as we continue to push into a contraction phase of the cattle cycle. We continue to look for data which provides potential to say, are we turning the corner on the contraction phase of the livestock market? But thus far, we haven't seen any good indicator of it.
The chief economist says dairy profitability has been favorable, if not decent, over the past year. However,
ability to expand and respond to any profitability has been hampered by that same contraction in the beef herd, which has made kind of beef crosses for dairy heifers profitable as well too. So maybe a little short on the purebred dairy heifers to expand the herd has kind of reduced the incentive to do so.
Meanwhile, within USDA's latest quarterly hogs and pigs report issued last month,
we had record high pigs per litter. Does this signal again that we are back to our pre-pandemic pigs per litter path? And that we haven't topped out on pigs per litter growth?
So Meyer says when it comes to the livestock sector in 2025.
These are the kinds of big questions on the livestock side. While profitability has been better than on the crop side, I think there remain challenges for expansion in several of the livestock sectors.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.